New developments after that 7-year-old migrant girl died in U.S. custody. Her family calling for a transparent and neutral investigation, even as her father is thanking the Border Patrol, along with doctors and nurses, for trying to save her life. Jacqueline's now one of hundreds who die every year escaping extreme poverty, trying to cross the border. Here's ABC's Lana Zack.
Tonight, the family of 7-year-old Jacqueline Call McKean is calling for a fair investigation into the child's tragic death while in Border Patrol custody.
The death of a child is the most painful experience that a parent or family can endure.
Lawyers for Jacqueline's family now disputing accounts that the little girl had not had food or water for days, saying she appeared healthy when she crossed into the U.S. with her father. Her mother, still in Guatemala, says Jacqueline and her father were trying to escape extreme poverty by seeking asylum in the U.S. But 8 hours after arriving at border control, the little girl began to vomit. It would be 90 minutes before she got medical assistance. By that time, she wasn't breathing. Her temperature, 105.9 degrees. She died at the hospital. According to a government report obtained by ABC News, nearly 300 people have died trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border this year. The Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection says they are understaffed.
Our Border Patrol stations and ports of entry were built to handle mostly male, single adults in custody, not families or children.
Democrats are calling for reform, while members of the Trump administration say her death should be a warning to other migrant parents.
I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
Several senators now say that they want to know why remote outposts like this one have insufficient medical staff and why it took so long for her to receive aid. Though for his part, the father says he believes officials did all that they could and expressed appreciation for all of the people who tried to help his daughter. Tom?
Lana Zack for us tonight.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.